Elissa Walker Campbell. Welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, the fastest 2 hours in radio, where weekends always start early. We would love to hear from you. Join us at Twitter at eRadio Sports, and you can always email the show at Elissa@yahoosportsradio.com. Well, you want to stay real close because you're in for a treat, a very special book review we're going to shine the spotlight on that has just been released on the late and great Junior Seau, The Life and Death of a Football Icon. It is an honor to have with us tonight author Jim Trotter, who covers the NFL for ESPN. And throughout his years working in our industry, he developed a very close relationship with Junior Seau, where he was the beat writer for the San Diego Chargers. Good evening. It's nice to have you with us on this Friday night. Thank you so much, Jim.
No, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Well, let's start at the beginning, as this is the first biography on Junior Seau, the iconic NFL linebacker who tragically committed suicide in 2012 at the age of 43, just 2 years after ending a 20-year career that earned him a spot in the Pro Football Hall of Fame earlier this year. And it certainly sent shockwaves through the NFL. Just, you know, early on, I mean, just tell us about your relationship with Junior and the first time that you guys met and those early impressions.
Oh, sure. The first time I met him was 1996. I had been assigned as a beat writer for the San Diego Chargers. And obviously, I knew who he was, but didn't think he had any idea who I was. But I walked in the locker room. It was the offseason. There were two players in there, and Junior was one of them. And he was headed to the training room, and he saw me from across the room, and he waved me over and introduced himself, which I thought was kind of funny, as if I didn't know who he was. And then we talked for a little while, and he said, if you ever need anything, you call me. And he said, here, take my number, which I thought, this is weird. I thought I was being pranked. You know, I have no relationship with this guy, and he's a superstar, and he's telling me to take his number. And so I thought it was a prank, and a couple of weeks later, I said, let me just test him. Let me see if this is really his number.
Yeah.
So I called him, you know, and thought I was going to get Domino's pizza, and it was actually his voicemail, and he got back to me. So immediately, you know, I realized that he was a very genuine guy and a real person, and the relationship just kind of grew from there.
And that, I understand, was, you know, the charisma. That was a big part of his personality, that he made you feel like you were the only person on the planet.
Oh, he did. He called everyone buddy, in part because he couldn't remember everyone's name. But, but you know, it was fitting because when you met him, it didn't matter what your job was. It didn't matter what your income level was. Any of that, as long as you were a positive person, you know, he had time for you. He was a people person. That's the one thing you always hear from everyone who knows him. Even after, you know, late in his career, when he moved back to his hometown of Oceanside, right on the beach, and he would sit out on his patio and play his ukulele, and people would walk by from the community and be like, oh, there's June. You know, he was just one of the guys. And if he wanted to talk or take a picture, whatever, he would do that with you. He was just, you never got the sense that he was some iconic football player. You just got the sense that he was a very real and personable guy. And that's a unique trait, you know, because as much as we talk about being a people person, that sort of thing, not everyone is able to disarm people and to make them feel comfortable in the first meeting right away. But that's how he was. You know, he'd put his arm around you and he would smile and you just felt like you had known him forever.
Jim Trotter is with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. He is the author of Junior Seau's book, The Life and Death of a Football Icon. And, you know, you just mentioned, Jim, that Junior Seau, he was such a people person. And I think about your relationship. I mean, how he, you know, he trusted you. He helped you understand the culture in the locker room and just how the NFL works, right?
Oh, yeah, it was huge. You know, I say to this day, I would not be in the position I'm in without his help. Because I had never covered an NFL locker room before. And so there's a lot that I didn't know in terms of the inner workings of it. And what he did is he taught me about the culture of that locker room. He taught me about the culture of the NFL. He taught me about how players think, some of the things they go through, why they do what they do. And all of those things, you know, what it did is it gave me some perspective. And so before I would write something, you know, I'd have an idea of maybe why certain things were going on. And so, you know, players, I think, respected that, you know, I wasn't acting as if I knew everything and just giving some opinion off the cuff. You know, I was truly trying to understand where they were coming from and what they were going through. And that helped me build relationships with those players. And in our business today, primarily, that's what it's about, is relationships. And so if you can develop those, you have a better chance of getting a story and getting a good story. And so, in essence, that helped me climb the ladder in my career. And so, you know, I feel I'm forever indebted to him for those lessons.
When did you, Jim, decide to write the book? And just kind of share with all the listeners, you know, what was the goal? I mean, what are you hoping readers will take away?
Sure. After his death, I was working at Sports Illustrated at the time, and I wrote a piece about it. And after it published, I started getting calls from book agents asking if I'd be interested in doing a project on Junior. And several times I said no. And then after, you know, a few weeks later, whatever, talking with, you know, some members of his family and people who were close to him and knew him well and worked with him, you know, they said if anyone was going to write a book on him, he would want it to be me. And so I thought about it and I said, you know, I do want to tell his story. Because I knew that, one, I felt I could do it with respect and sensitivity, and that I wasn't going to write some tell-all where I was going to go seeking every woman that he ever dated and every bar he ever entered and ask for stories about him in that way. Right. I felt the story could be told without being salacious. So my goal in doing the book was twofold. It was, one, to kind of explain to people why he was so beloved and why in a region that, you know, had such great athletes come through it, you know, from Bill Walton, Tony Gwynn, Ted Williams, Marcus Allen, Terrell Davis. I mean, you just go down the line. Why was he the one that was so beloved more than anyone else? And then two, to explore some of the factors that may have contributed to him taking his life. Because that's the question everyone wants answered, is why did he do it? And ultimately, I don't think there was any one thing. I think it was multi-layered.
You know, Junior Seau's suicide, it was so devastating. We certainly can't even imagine just the damaging effects on his family. Obviously, this has been very traumatic for you, too. But was writing this book, has it been a cathartic process for you and also for his family and for his friends?
You know, I can't speak for them. I know a number of them are still having a difficult time with his loss. For me, it wasn't so much cathartic. It was sort of a joy and pain project, you know. I had a lot of fun doing the project, from talking to former teammates and coaches and people about football and them recounting their stories about competing against Junior, playing with him, and you know, what the character that he was and all those sorts of things, and reading some of his journals about his thoughts about football and what was going on in his career. But then there was a lot of pain in going through, you know, all of these things that he was dealing with, from depression to alcoholism to dependency to prescription meds, you know, to an addiction to gambling, to all these things. That was the hard part. And so, again, I think at the end of the day, my whole thing was, can I do this project with respect and sensitivity and still be honest about it? And, you know, the readers will determine that. But, you know, the thing that I know is that at least I can look in the mirror and sleep at night and say, I think I did do that.
Absolutely. We're getting ready to wrap up our interview with Jim Trotter, the author of Junior Seau's book, The Life and Death of a Football Icon. And, of course, Junior was inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. I'd love for you just to talk a little bit about and share some insight on his lovely daughter, Sydney. I just thought how she handles herself and how she honored her father was really beautiful. She is special.
No, she's amazing, and I remember texting her and saying how proud I was of her and how she conducted herself and handled herself. You know, it's a really difficult time. As you'll read in the book, there's always been a sort of tension between, you know, Junior's parents and siblings and his ex-wife and that side, and he was always caught in the middle of it. And even in his death, you know, that was still going on, and Sydney was the one, you know, 21 years old at the time, who's being asked to truly be the adult and try and bring people together and to do things right and to honor his legacy in the way that Junior would want. And no one really understands the pressure that she was under. But having talked to her, I knew some of what she was going to, and I just thought, you know, she handled herself with such grace and poise. Again, I couldn't have been more proud of her.
Well, Jim, we certainly appreciate you joining us tonight right here at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Of course, the title of the book is The Life and Death of a Football Icon in Junior Seau. Well done. Thank you so much, Jim.
Well, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Much more straight ahead tonight right here at YSR. Stay close.